Okay, so we're up to now, Perikei Posuk Zayin. All right, Mitzuni Hashis, she ran out, and she bekashti v'lo mitzasiyu korosu v'lo yonori. Mitzuni Hashomrim, she asks the Shomrim. I'm sorry. Mitzuni Hashomrim, the Shomrim found her. Hasayvim bo'ir. Hikuni, they hit me. Ftsouni, they caused me a petza, a wound. Nosu esredidi me olai, they took my chains, my jewelry from me. Shemre hachoymos, I guess those are the people. They were the shemre hachoymos. They were the guardians, the guards of the walls, and they took everything from me. Let's see what that means. Mitzuri hashem hasevim boir. The tefsin ganovim hamahalchim baleilos. Oh, these are the shemrim. That their job is to catch the ganovim who go around at night, you know, trying to break into houses. So that's the hikuni v'tzuni chovlu bi chabura. They made a chabura in me. They really hurt me, hit me. A kol petza l'shem makas klei zayinu. A petza tzuni is a wound inflicted by a weapon. So they used their weapons. They had guns, or they had knives, or they had sticks, or whatever they had. And they hit me with it, or they hurt me with it, and they made a petza. Redidi, they took nosu es redidi me olai, took off my jewelry, edyi, my jewelry, hamerudod vehameruko olai, that was, I guess that's the way they made jewelry, you know, they banged it out or something like that. They took metal and they banged it out, and she's wearing this jewelry, and they took it. V'chein kol inyan loshen eishes ne'urim ha'misoynenes al bal ne'ureho umevakashtoy. And this, v'chein kol inyan, this is, now he's explaining what the inyan is. Is it inyan of eishes ne'urim, the wife of one's youth, that's misoynenes al bal ne'ureho. She's bemoaning, I guess, the loss of her husband, of the husband of her youth, and she's searching for him. Okay, v'zuhi ha'dugma. Now he's going to explain the dugma. And here, I think we have to keep in mind it may be a little different from what we assumed that the dugma was in the beginning without his explanation. So let's keep that in mind to contrast it. V'zuhi ha'dugma. Right now he's going back over the past psukim dalid, hey, whatever it is, those psukim min hachor. Kisho amarti rochatzi esragli voy eftach lucho. When I said I wash my feet and I'm not going to open for you, loyoshuv min avedes elidim shabacharti bo. And I'm not going to go back from my avodah zorah that I chose. I chose a different lifestyle. I chose a life of avodah zorah. I'm not leaving it. Sholach yodoy vehero nikmosay bimei ochos. He showed his nekoma in the times of Ochos. Vehevi olav chel melech arom, and he brought the army of melech arom. Vayakuboy vayishbu mimenu shivyo gedoylo. And the melech arom beat, hurt the klal Yisrael, and they took many captives. Vayaroik pekach ben ramal yohu by Yehuda, meyav esrim elef biyoyim echo. They killed 120,000 people in one day. So this is sholach yodei. So in other words, sholach yodei means I was refusing to open the door for him. In other words, I was refusing to do tshuva. And he sent sholach yodei min hachor, he sent punishment. Not the way we assume that it meant something positive. Did Rashi say anything over here? So we have to keep in mind, that's what Rashi said over there. So this is talking about the chosan and the kala. So my intestines, my insides churned with love of him to come back to his love. And now he's telling us in the dugma, this means punishment. So does that mean in the moshul it was also punishment? This was the moshul. Doidi sholach yodim achor she'etz la'delz for isi yodoy v'nefchu olai hamoin me'oy v'loshu la'abosu v'stach. What?
In the moshul, it's exactly what it is. Sending his hand through the car. Can't be punishment.
No. But I mean, if the nimshul is punishment, so the moshul means when she saw his hand, it was something threatening.
No.
Well, then how could it be? Seeing his hand is a positive thing. So that means there's something, or there's something positive in the punishment.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's one or the other. There has to be an equation.
Yeah.
That's the principle, right? They have to be equated. So seeing his hand and turning me on, seeing his hand and turning me on to loving him is equated to punishment. So how does that equate? That is, this punishment also can Hashem loves me. You know the moshel that I give. I heard it from my father-in-law. Maybe I saw it someplace once. Also, says David HaMelech says, "Shiftecho mishantecho, heimo yinachamuni." So a mishenis can be a nechoma. That's the thing you lean on. But a shevet is a whip. What kind of nechoma is a whip? I whip you, and that's a nechoma. You feel good. So he says a moshel to a reyetzer. Hashem roi lo yechzor. And all his sheep are grazing, and then the time comes to gather them in. So he brings them all in, and then he counts, and he's missing one. So he sets out to look for the one. It's starting to get dark already. And he's looking, and the little shepsel is also getting very nervous because it's very dark, and at night it's scary. There's wild animals and this, and he's crying. The lamb is crying, and all of a sudden the shepherd spots him in the distance and takes his whip and cracks it on his back. He says, "That's mishantach, shiftach, yinachamuni, because the shepherd is with me. I know he hasn't forgotten me. He cares about me. He's hitting me to bring me back." So the same thing, I guess it's possible to see the extent of Hashem's love in the Yisurim and to be inspired to, because the Moshel and the Nimshel have to be equal, to be inspired to say, "V'nefchu olei hamoin mei lo shuv la'avosiv liftarach loi." That changes everything. What? Omer zeh b'hamshech. Omer zeh b'maaseh? Rega. Sholach yoher nekmosoi, okay. Umei homu alov. Bo chizkiyohu benoi. V'shov b'chol levovoi lidrash la'kodesh baruch hu kol deiroi shleimim. Kol deiroi shleimim. Chizkiyohu came and he did the great tshuva and he got everybody else to come back. Like come derby Yisrael kamoisam, kamoisam furish bechelik. Both will be done that Be'er Sheva. In the times of Leimotzu am ha'oretz migast va'ad an toichio Leimotzu ish ve'isho. I think it says tinoik ve'tinoikis in the lashon of Chazal. She'ein bekiyam behilchas tuma v'taro. B'zeh v'yodai mo. Okay, we'll see. So in other words, so what? So Chizkiyahu's door is me'ay homolov. But lechoira, to keep the moshel and the nimshel equal, it has to be that the shevet of Melech Arom is what inspired them to tshuva.
Zeh mah shegaram tshuva.
Ma?
Zeh mah shegaram tshuva.
Ken. Zeh tov, zeh yadua b'tanach, or zeh... Lo kanireh, ani lo yadeh, but kanireh lefi zeh, that's what he's saying. He's saying that the in other words, this shevet that they got, this klop that they got, shook them up, and they realized that, person realized that Hashem is with me, and the Mela, he cares about me, and he's, what?
It was the next generation, no?
Listen, in a certain sense, I wonder if the Holocaust wasn't responsible for a lot of hisseris and shuva. It was responsible for a lot of people for going off. But eventually, I mean, the truth of the matter is, when you look at the magnitude of it, you see that it can't be a mikra. The Holocaust is the greatest edus. People look at it and say, where's Hashem? What do you mean, where's Hashem? There never was such a thing in the history to have such an extermination to such an extent. And Gufa is a you see, it's Menashemayr. What is it? I don't know, but it can inspire. I don't know, I'm not sure. But there's something else. Yisurim, definitely, the Pasuk says, Esa Sheyoab Hashem Yochiach. That's the story this Chassidish, this Hungarian Rav once told me. It says his father was a Rav in Hungary, and somebody who was Meduka be Yisurim came to him and said, "What does Hashem want from me? I have so much Yisurim in this." He says, "Es Hashayov Hashem Yochiach, Hashem loves you. That's why." So he says, "Ich vashtei, Rebbe, I understand, but why can't he love my neighbor a little bit more? I know he loves me, but..." Okay, so anyway, so he says, so this caused the tshuva, I guess. But, okay. There was nobody as righteous as Yoshio, Kiro, poor Onus, Shabo al Menashe al Amon, Lekayim Sholach Yonim and Achor Meomo. Well, he says it out, you're right. He says, because he saw the Poronus that came to that, to Menashe, Baal Amoin, and then Sholach Yom Ra'achom Yehodom. So it does seem that looking at Puronius, even of a previous generation, or someone else's Puronius can also inspire.
Well, it could be it's easier
what?
That way. Right.
What?
It's easier.
It's even easier. Why? When it's
you don't
to you,
have,
you didn't experience the trauma.
You didn't experience the trauma, and that could be. No, but in the marshal, it's the same.
No, I'm not. I was.
So it can't be totally in
that. You were emphasizing that.
Yeah, okay. But I'm just saying, in the marshal, it can't be. If the marshal is the same, so what's taking the shot? So what's the shot?
He still cares about me.
What?
Still cares.
What's that?
He still cares about me.
That who?
Yeah, Hashem still cares about you.
Oh, he still cares. In other words, he still because you have to say.
There's still hope. There's still hope.
Because you see, because it's interesting. It's not tshuva meyira. It's very important because it says nefchu olai. How does he say shavua lekayim shalachim nachor umeyai homo alov? And he says over here, what does it mean umeyai homo alov? Oh no, here the Rashi said it. The Rashi said umeyai homo alov kleima belev shal. No,
sheitz
la'des for isi olov nefchu olai hamoin meyai loshuv le'avos lifteach loy. That's not Shuva Meiro. Yoshuv La'avosoi. Nefcho Alai. He also says, B'lev Sholim V'nevesh Hafeitza Kime Kashetet Atzmo L'hisayev Al Isha Bereach Toiv. So, in other words, the Pshat is like the Yisurim can convey the message of the Avos Hashem to the extent that not just that it awakens me to tshuva out of fear. Look what happens when you sin. You get such yisur. I don't want to take a chance. I want to be good. No. It awakens love in me. And I would say that the stomach, the havona might be, this is just conjecture, just a possibility, but it might be as follows. That I know Hashem only created the world to do chesed. I know Hashem is the ultimate chesed. I know b'chol tzorosom loy tzor. He feels the tzar when I have the tzar. When we have tzar, he feels tzar. So why is he causing us such pain? It could only be out of love because it's for our benefit. Because otherwise, he wouldn't do such a thing. Hashem doesn't want us to suffer. Hashem created the whole world that we shouldn't suffer, that he should do chesed. And he suffers. It's his suffering. When he makes us suffer, he suffers. So what's the pshat? The pshat must be that this is in our best interest and this is really an expression of his love and his self-sacrifice. Hashem is really sacrificing when he punishes us because he's causing himself tzar, kavi yochum, whatever that means. So memela, it's an indication how much he really loves us.